Welcome back to Today in the Soup for this Tuesday, May the 21st. Hope you had a wonderful long weekend. Man, even the long ones seem to go quickly, don't they? Only, what, 40, 41 days or so until Canada Day. So there you go. We've got something to look forward to. Let's get straight to the headlines on this Tuesday. The big story coming out of the weekend came from reporter Alex Flood and a new family health clinic to take on 3,000 de-rostered group health patients. Two family physicians are leaving the group health center and opening the doors next month to a brand new medical clinic located on Second Line East. Doctors Kiran Wakas and Manjeet Singh will begin welcoming patients into the newly established Great Lakes Clinic in the plaza across from the Michael's Arts and Crafts store. Grand opening is set for June 4th. You can read Alex's complete coverage to see what services will be offered and what the hours of the new clinic will be. Isn't that wonderful news? Construction of the 230 kilovolt transmission line that will serve Algoma Steel's electric arc furnaces is expected to start early in 2025 and conclude in mid to late 2027. Last week, Sault Ste. Marie City Council authorized a partnership between PUC's transmission subsidiary and Axiom Infrastructure to develop and build the new transmission line. David Helwig has been covering this story and has the latest in his story that you can read online right now. A cross-country peace caravan hoping to draw attention to decarbonization, demilitarization, and decolonization is stopping in the Sioux today and North Bay later this week. The caravan is en route to a Parliament Hill rally. The Sioux stop will include a vigil in front of MP Terry Sheehan's office located on Queen Street. Caravan is sponsored by the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom and the Canadian Voice of Women for Peace. Sioux College is launching a new program for those interested in joining the automotive sector, and it won't cost you anything. The Drive Your Way into the Automotive Industry course is a tuition-free pre-apprentice initiative starting next month to help meet the growing demand for skilled tradespeople. This is a new program funded by the province, and if you'd like more information, all you have to do is contact Lisa Kelly at Sioux College. You can find Lisa's contact information in the story on site right now. If you haven't caught the latest episode of Inside the Village that dropped on Friday, you should. From grandparent scams to romance frauds, phishing has become a daily part of life, forcing all of us to be constantly looking over our digital shoulder. Last year alone, Canadians lost more than $500 million to fraud. And that's just the small percentage of people who actually report being scammed. That number really is between 5 and 10%, so multiply that by 10. A spokesman for the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, Jeff Horncastle, joins us on the show to talk about why this crime is skyrocketing, how fraudsters are using generative AI to their advantage, and what you can do to protect yourself. Now, the easiest way to find that episode is from the navigation bar at the top of the Sioux Today homepage. Click on News, then scroll down to Inside the Village, which is about halfway down, and it will be the first episode that you see. By the way, you can download and subscribe to Inside the Village wherever you get your favorite podcast, just like this one. Sioux and area weather, a mix of sun and cloud today, 25 the high. It's going to feel like 26, clear tonight, low 14, cloudy tomorrow, showers in the morning, then clearing up somewhat, high of 19. And get this for Thursday, cloudy and cool, daytime high only reaching 8 degrees. That is it for Today in the Sioux on this Tuesday. Like we said, download and subscribe to this show wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can drop us a comment on site or send us an email, todayinthesoo@sioutoday.com. Derek Turner, producer of this podcast, today and each and every day. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be as well. Have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.